HealingPowerHour.com.
To Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Everyone, this is Healing Power Hour Radio with your hostess, Dr. Akilah L. Hello, everyone, and greetings upon you with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. I was slacking with that blessing in the last year. I kept forgetting to wish that upon everyone who's listening. And I'm getting my act together this time. So anyway, welcome to episode 27, The Courage to Follow Your Purpose. Actually, you know what? Okay, we went through a little hiccup there. Okay, I'm back. I hope we don't have too much technical difficulties today. Anyway, I'm back. There was a little silence there. I apologize for that. Anyway, I had to reschedule the show, and I had to also rename the show. And the show was initially called Time for a Change. And I changed it to The Courage to Follow Your Purpose. So, hey, that's that. I'm hoping I'm still on the air. So hold on a second for me, and let me check some things real quick. I'm going to play a disclaimer and hope that I didn't get permanently disconnected. Hold on a second.
The views and opinions expressed here on Healing Power Hour Radio are not necessarily the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, its staff, or sponsors. Discretion is advised when listening to our radio program, and we ask that you consult your physician or health care provider before following any advice or natural remedies discussed on this show.
Okay, I'm back. I always got to check because this is going to be a two-hour show. So if there is any kind of glitch, I have to make sure that it's taken care of. And I don't want to do a two-hour show twice. So I apologize for doing a disclaimer twice, but hey, I had to do that to make sure that I'm being heard over the airway, because this is going to be a very powerful show. So that's that. So anyway, I'm going to have myself speaking in the background, but you guys can't hear me, so I can make sure that there are no glitches in the future of the show. Anyway, okay, so this is going to be episode 27. I had scheduled this show on Wednesday, and it was rescheduled for today. And we had a little crisis at the center. So right now I'm home. And on Wednesday, I was going to do the show at home as well. I always do the show at home. There's only small episodes or small situations where I would do the show at the center. But anyway, we had a sewage backup on Wednesday. And I mean the bathrooms, we have three bathrooms, and all of them over flooded with sewage. It was just terrible. And I had to take care of all of that, call the plumber, have them take care of everything. And it really, really stressed me out that entire day. And to call the plumber, and all of that, but that happened a little bit close to closing time. So the good thing was that we didn't have any clients in the wellness center at the time when that happened. And so therefore, when it did surface, no pun intended, I had to close the center down and send everybody home and take care of it myself. And to call a plumber on an emergency like that on the last minute, I knew it was going to cost us a lot of money, or should I say cost me money. And I knew that I had to stay there and wait. And not only that, I had to clean everything up. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, you cannot do the show today because, one, you don't know what time the plumber's going to get here. Two, you don't know, you got to clean up all of this sewage. You don't want this to contaminate anything, especially the floor, so you got to go buy some more bleach. You got to go do this. You know, I had to do a lot of cleaning up because this is a wellness center. So anyway, I said, I can't do the show today, and I'm going to have to reschedule. And this was something beyond my control, but I have to sit down and ask myself, what does this really mean? You know, what does this mean? Not only do I need to reschedule the show, but I have to ask the God in me. And the Most High, remember, the Most High, we are in the image and likeness of the Most High. And therefore, if you want to talk to the Most High, just talk to your inner spirit. And that's what I decided to do, and I talked to the Most High within me, the I and I, as the Rastafarians would say. And I asked God, I said, okay, God, it's not meant for me to do the show today. So let me know when I'm supposed to do it, because I'm going to let the universe guide me on this important message. And it was given to me that it had to be done on Friday, not on Wednesday. So I rescheduled it for Friday. And for those of you who are listening live, you may notice I had pushed it up some. It was at 8 o'clock p.m. and I pushed it up to 8:30 p.m. because after I leave out of the wellness center, I need to de-stress myself. And that means I had to go to the gym. So I was like, I am not, hey, I just need a little 30 more extra minutes, and so that I could de-stress myself and then come back and be, you know, stress-free, relaxed, happy, because I love working out. Some people use food to de-stress. Some people like to play games on the computer or on PlayStation. Me, I like to lift weights and I like to exercise in order to relieve some stress. And after what I've had this week, it was well worth it. I needed to go. I didn't even go to the gym yesterday or Wednesday because of all of the chaos that happened at the wellness center that I had to take care of. So that's taken care of, and that's the reason why I rescheduled. So it wasn't all about not having time. It was just that I had to reschedule because the spirit said, you can't do the show on Wednesday. You got to do it on Friday. All right. So, hey, listen, let me tell you guys, we're going to get through the show. Don't worry. It's 2 hours long, and it's going to be full of information. But let me say something to you all. You have to recognize when misery is facing you or when unhappiness wishes to contaminate you with unhappiness. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Today, as a matter of fact, on my way to the gym, I went to the gas station, and I had to go fill up my vehicle, and it was a very unorganized line that was pretty long, and I was unsure which end of the line was the last person standing. So, you know, I didn't know where the line began or where the line ended. So I just did my best, and I just went all the way somewhere near the back. But there was people that were just talking, and then there were some people who were actually just standing there with a very angry look on their face waiting for their turn. So there was a female who I assume was in the last person in line, and I walked up to her, and I said, "Hi, ma'am, excuse me, are you the last person in line?" And she looked at me, and she scowled up her face. You know how people just give you this, we call it, in the South they call it mugging, like give you a mug face, and that's what she did. She gave me a mug face look, and then she said, very snappy, "You see, I'm standing here, don't you?" Okay, I kid you not, I did just that. I laughed because it was just something that just came out of the blue. I was so pleasant to this female, and I even said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, are you the last person in line?" And she doesn't even know me. Well, I don't think she knows me, and I definitely don't know her. So there was no need for her to talk to me that way. There was no need for her to be snappy with me. Now, some people, or maybe most people, would have been very upset and probably have countered her with, "Well, you don't have to be so rude, or you don't have to be mean about it, or make some kind of negative comment or gesture." Me, I thought it was funny that she talked to me that way. And when she said, "You see, I'm the only one standing here, don't you?" I just laughed. I really, really laughed because I said, okay, she's not in a good mood. So you know what I did? I wasn't going to let her take my joy. Never let anyone take your joy, okay? So I said, "I'm sorry if I made you angry. I wish, you know, thank you for your answer, and I wish upon you a great and happy day." And I got behind her and patiently waited. And the whole time she's making these snarly comments, and she's like trying to see if she could push my buttons. And the whole time she's doing it, I have this big, big smile on my face because I recognize what she's doing. And the more it doesn't work, the more angry she's getting. And I just found it hilarious. And then finally she just stopped. And she paid for her gas. I paid for my gas. And then I go to the gas to pump my gas. And guess who's on the other end of the pump? She's there. And it gets really good now. So she starts like saying stuff out loud, like, "I don't know what's wrong with these all stupid people around here. I mean, common sense ain't even being used anymore." And all the time I was standing there smiling. But you know what else I was doing? I was also blessing her with happiness. I was like, I wish, in my head, I didn't say it out loud, in my head, I wish upon this female happiness, success, prosperity, love. She really needs a lot of love. Now, what was I doing? If you guys who listen to my radio program often would know exactly what I was doing. What was I doing? I was wishing her, counteracting all that negativity in my heart and soul with positive energy. And positive energy has a higher vibration than negativity, okay? You can conquer any type of negativity with higher vibration. This is why herbs work. Disease have a low vibration. Herbs have a higher vibration. So does live food. And these are the things that counteract against diseases. This is why medication doesn't work, because medication has a low vibration. But I'm not going to get in that. Anyway, so, and also what I was doing was, instead of wishing and questioning the negativity and wishing her upon her love and happiness, peace and prosperity, I'm bringing that to myself three times. And I was not going to allow this female to take my joy. And so I want to ask you all, how many times have you allowed other people to steal your joy? What would you have done in that situation? Would you have laughed it off? Or would that have made you angry and you had to get on your cell phone and say, girl, I don't know what's wrong with these people up here in this gas station. They done lost their damn mind. This chick right here, you know, I'm not going into all that. I don't even cater to that, because when misery and unhappiness looks you in the face, you have to laugh at it, bless it away, or just rebuke it away. The thing about it is that I'm not going to let you take my happiness, and I'm not going to let anyone take my joy, especially if I'm happy. Now, if she would have encountered me yesterday when the sewage situation happened at the wellness center, then, hey, I was already at a low vibratory rate, and I would have gave Sister Girl a run for her money. And see, the thing about it is, I recognize when my emotions are at a low vibratory rate, and I don't go out and contaminate other people with that. But when it's at a high vibrational rate, I don't let anybody take that away. I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to fight for it. And I want you all to do the same thing. So from now on, when people say negative things to you or do negative things to you, especially if you don't know them, bless them. Bless them with happiness. Bless them with love, because that's what they really need. They lack love, and they need love. And you need to give them that love so that they can be a better person and smile. And believe it or not, laughter and smiling is contagious. She'll laugh at this tomorrow or whenever. I don't know. She does it, that's not my problem. I did what I had to do, okay? All right. Okay, so let's talk about this show. You all should know that I have been building up this show for months in 2009, which is still, in my mind, it's still 2009. It's not 2010 in my world until March the 21st. But for the sake of argument, for those of you who are following this calendar, we'll say 2010 for you all. We're going to talk about this very important message that I want to share with you all. And I'm going to start it off by talking about something that made me very happy last night. I have talked, I had a wonderful conversation with my mother. And unlike most people, my mother and I have a very unique relationship. We don't talk on the phone every day, every week, every month, not even every year. 2, 3, 4 years will go by, usually it's only 3, that I haven't talked to my mother. And it's not that I'm mad or it's not that I'm angry. It's just that my mom and I learned this from her, I'm the same way. If you're not within the immediate circle of friends, of common thinking and common ground, then you don't have to talk to her every day. You just check in and let her know what your life is like. But my mom and I are on two different paths. So there's nothing we could talk about. If I was to call my mom, we had a wonderful 2-hour conversation yesterday. So we caught each other up on each other's lives. Well, I caught her up more on my life than she did. She caught me up on hers because she was asking some great questions. And because of that, we don't have to talk today. So if I call her today, there's nothing to talk about. You see what I'm saying? The things I do, she's not into holistic health. She's not into anything I'm into. So there's nothing to talk about. So my friends and I, we talk on a daily basis or every other day or maybe every 3 or 4 days. It just depends on a friend. So when I talk to my mom asked me a question my mom has never asked me ever, ever, ever. She asked me, why wasn't I married by now? And she asked me, why haven't I had any children by now? My mom has never asked me these questions, ever. And this was a very interesting stage, or should I say, this was a very interesting moment, because apparently this is something that my mom wished to know, and she's wanting to get to know me what has happened in the last 3 years, so I had to catch her up, and therefore I started to let her know why I wasn't married by now. And I told her, that marriage is promising in the future, though. I told her that I'm currently in a relationship and that I was not, how should I say this without sounding... Okay, I was... when it comes to relationship, it doesn't take number one priority with me. My business is my number one priority. Relationships come second or maybe third. And so now I'm sort of rethinking that because of wanting to start a family and yada, yada, yada. And so I told her about that, and I told her the person, the guy I'm in a relationship with, and, you know, what's that about, and the marriage situation. Because I want you all to know that marriage is a business arrangement, really, because it's not about love, you understand? Because you won't have – why do you need to get a marriage license to get married? You know what I mean? A marriage license – it doesn't, and the, you know, there was a good, somebody made a good comment. It was funny. The female friends that I was with didn't found it funny, but I did. It was on Married with Children. Married with Children, Al Bundy said, how come there's no expiration date on marriage licenses? There's an expiration date on the driver's license. There's an expiration date on your business license. But there's no expiration date on a marriage license. And I found it so funny because I agree. Okay, but that's another story. Anyway, the marriage is about business. And basically, when you have a car and you wish to drive it legally, you have to get a driver's license. If you want to start a business, you have to get a business license. And my thing is, what does a marriage license really have to do with love? It has nothing to do with love. It has everything to do with property and finances. This is the reason why you have to get a license. So I understand this, okay, and I understand the real purpose of getting legally married, okay, and I understand why it costs a lot of money to get divorced and why divorce involves finances, why divorce involves property, because that is what the marriage was constructed upon in the first place. If you wish to get married out of love, you don't need to legally do it. You can do it with a ceremony. And when it comes to getting married legally, we're talking about getting contracts. For those who have money or have businesses like myself, you have to get a contract, which is called a prenup, to protect your assets and to protect that which you own and which you started before the marriage. And so, therefore, if the marriage dissolves, you want to make sure that no one steals what belongs to you. And I'm all for these. It protects everybody. And I Celestial Healing is mine. And why would I want to give half of that up to someone who had no interest in it and never started from it from the grassroots? Now, it's a grassroots organization. It's a grassroots business. And like I said, it has nothing to do with love. So my boyfriend knows this. He understands this, okay? And right now we're in discussions about legal marriage, but we have had a ceremony already, and I'm explaining this to my mom. Now we get to the part about children. And I told my mother that at the time, children was going to have to wait until I built Celestial Healing Wellness Center to a level where it could run itself with minor supervision from me, and that I was going to find a naturopathic doctor to assist with me when I'm not here, or, you know, to share in the business. And of course, that person didn't come into fruition, just like the co-host didn't come into fruition. So me and the Most High and I are still in discussions on that, whether that needs to happen or not. And then I begin to reflect on my childhood, and I used to think about the time when I was a little girl, and I looked through my mother's photo album, and I remember seeing my mother at a young age, when she was a teenager, when she was in her early 20s. And my mother's beautiful. She was hot though. My mom had a wonderful body. She was very well put together. She was great. And I looked at mom, I said, "Mom, look," because my mom, after my mom had all of us, my mom is overweight, just like a typical black mother. It's nothing that's out of the ordinary, okay? So just like my grandma, too. So all of the women in my mother's side of family, as well as my father's side of family, if they had children, they were overweight. If they did not have children, they were still thin or athletic. And so I remember, you know, saying to my mom, "Wow, Mom, you look good. You were skinny." I was saying when I was a little girl, I said, "Mom, you were skinny." And we were in my mother's bedroom, me and my sister. My mom said, "Yeah." And my mom pulled up her shirt, and she grabbed hold of all her fat that was around her stomach, and she said, "Look what y'all did to me. This is what y'all did. This is what happened when you have kids." And she showed us all her stretch marks, and I really felt guilty as a child. Like, wow, my mom would still be thin if she didn't have any of us. Now, like I said, things that happen between the ages of 1 and 7 usually set the foundation for your life. And if you either unlearn it or you keep it into your subconsciousness to regulate the rest of your life. And I had no idea that I was thinking this until I was justifying why I have not had children yet. And my conscious reply was, "Oh, I don't have time. I'm too busy working, Mom." But when I really thought about it, my subconscious mind brought up that vision, brought up that moment in time when I was a little girl, and how I looked at all of the women in my family who all were overweight. Because they had children, I began to connect. Having children means you have to be fat. Having children means you don't have a life. Having children means you lose your beautiful body to the process of pregnancy. Now, truth be told, consciously, I know that's not true. Consciously, I know that there are ointments that prevent stretch marks from occurring. I think I gave that remedy before to all women who want to prevent, I think it was on either one of the past episodes, that prevent stretch marks. So I know that if I get pregnant, I know that I can prevent stretch marks from occurring on my body. And I do know that based upon my eating habit and my lifestyle, that I will lose the weight I gain. First of all, I know that I won't gain a lot of weight, unhealthy weight, during the pregnancy. But I also know that once I lose the weight, I know how to lose the weight after the pregnancy, after breastfeeding. I know one of the things that help you lose weight is breastfeeding. Okay, so I know all of this. I know that I will not be fat. I know I can keep getting my body back to the athletic shape that it's in right now. But I subconsciously don't believe it. And it was a realization I did not know until I talked to my mother. I had no idea I thought this way. And this is what I wish upon everyone is to think back when you have conversations with members of your family and you come up with visions of your childhood, this is your spirit talking to you. And if you're not healthy enough to pay attention, or you're not healthy enough to connect with that inner spirit, then you'll miss the message. I got the message loud and clear. Oh my goodness, I didn't put off having children. Celestial healing. I put off having children all this time because I equated children with being obese or being overweight. And therefore, I have to what? Change my thinking. Change my mind. What you think subconsciously runs your life. You know, you can consciously think that you are beautiful. You can say it all over. I'm so pretty. I'm so fine. I'm so beautiful. But if you do not think that inside, if you subconsciously think, that is a lie. I am not pretty. I am not ugly. I'm so ugly. If you believe in your mind that you are the opposite of what you say out your mouth, what you say in your mind runs your reality. And this is why people can tell me anything they want, but when I look at their body, I can see what's going on emotionally. If a woman comes to me and most of it, she is having a lot of her weight gain in her hips, her butt, and her thighs, and that is the most stubborn part of her body that refuses to release fat. I know there is some issues going on there with a father figure. You know, whether they didn't get along, whether she didn't agree with how they raised, anything. It could be anything, okay? And I will ask questions to talk about the emotional issues that have to be released, because understand, fat is a protectant. Fat is an armor. Fat protects you. And if it's if fat begins to not gravitate, but if fat begins to be focused on a certain part of your body, then that is telling those of us who know how to read body images that there is certain emotional issues. Just like if someone has problems in their liver, if they have hepatitis, there's some inner anger there. You know, someone, my friend who had lung cancer, okay, there is some major sadness and depression there. All right, what do we do when we're upset? What do we do when we're sad? We breathe in and we breathe out. When we're depressed, we go, okay? If somebody's having digestive problems or if they have acid reflux, there's a lot of anxiety going on in the body, and the mind, excuse me, not the body. Anything that's going on with the stomach is a lot of anxiety. And people who have problems with acid reflux or digestion problems will have, and they have anxiety, whether they want to admit it to me or not. When you come to me with your illness, I know what's going on emotionally. I want to know if you're going to tell me about it. And this is why you have to, when you talk to a naturopathic doctor who deals with all of the bodies, the mind, the physical body, and the spiritual body, you have to just let it all out, because that's how we can help you. But it's okay if you don't let it all out. We're going to help you anyway. You know, but it's good to confess that which is inside your mind. And I realized I wanted to confess it to my mother. I said, Mom, you know what? And I told her, I said, you remember when I was a little girl when we were looking at the photo album? And I made a comment about how skinny you was, and you said, and you grabbed onto all your fat and said, look what we did to you. And she laughed. She said, yeah, she said, I'm still got it. I even got a little bit more. I said, Ma, I think I believe that is my faith. I adopted your saying as my own. And I think I got to give it back to you so that I don't believe that. Because that was your issue, not my issue. But I adopted your issue as my issue. And we do that all the time. We take on our parents' stuff and make it our own. Okay? Whether our mother don't trust men, we end up don't trusting men. If our father was no good, we end up getting no good men. You know? If our father was known to lie, you know, we expect men to lie to us. We adopt those issues from our parents and apply it to our current life. And so the way to give it back is to recognize that this is not you. This is not you. And I had to recognize that, no, this is not my belief. This is the belief of my mother. My mother believed that having all of us was the reason why she had so many stretch marks and was overweight. I, on the other hand, believe that having children is a beautiful thing to bring forth life. Whether I wish to do it or not, I have the power. I have a uterus, so I'm very powerful. And if I choose to bring forth life, use physical life, because you can also bring some spiritual and emotional and some other things using your uterus, but that's another show for another time. And if I wish to use my uterus to bring forth physical life of another human being, then that's my choice. And after that, I have the power to make my body back the way it was prior to the pregnancy. And there's a lot of healing that has to go with that. There's a lot of thoughts that has to be released. And I'm going through the whole process now. So I say this message because it's relevant to all of you listening, that you should do the same thing. And think about whether your parents are here in the physical or they're in the spiritual world, you should think about what, or ask your spirit, talk to your spirit, get somewhere quiet where there's no distractions. The TV's off, the radio off, the computer is off, and you ask yourself, I want to know what issues did I adopt from my parents and made those issues my issues? Or what limited beliefs did I took from my parents and made them my limited beliefs? And when I say limited beliefs, it could be limited beliefs that you'll never be anything without a man if you're a female. You're not considered a true mother if you do not give birth to a child. A limited belief could be a black man will never make it so high in society without selling records or being on any type of sports team. You know, these are limited beliefs, okay? And you have to rebuke those limited beliefs and give them back to where they came from. Give them back to the person where they came from. And you don't have to physically do it, and they don't even have to know about it. You could just see it in your mind, wrap it up in a box or a suitcase and put all that stuff in there and see yourself giving it to who it belongs to. And walk away. Yeah, I love visualization. I love it. It's so powerful. It's very, very powerful. So anyway, so I thought that was very interesting, and it was something I wanted to share in the show, because the reason I'm mentioning all this is that come March the 23rd, and those of you who already looked on the website already for the underneath the herbal products, I am relocating to Germany. I will stop accepting in-person clients on March the 20th, and I will be out of here on the 23rd. My boyfriend has put up with so much of my foolishness, and it's time for me to start thinking about family, and it's time for me to start thinking about a lot of things, because he has been patient enough to deal with the fact that I have put Celestial Healing before him. And he understands, and I do not make any, I don't apologize for that, because you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of being on this earth is to be a natural healer and serve humanity all around the world as a natural healer. Some people are put on this earth to be a mother to a very powerful son or very powerful daughter. And some people have been put on this earth to create, change the world. That's going to make men who can't, or men and women who can't walk, walk. There are people who are created on this earth to make us laugh when we want to cry. And that's their purpose. We all have purposes. And because I recognize that my purpose for being on this earth is to be a healer and to teach healing and wellness, complete wellness, holistic wellness, that is number one. That comes first. And when you understand what your purpose is, you put nothing, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you this. You put nothing ahead of your purpose in life. No one, nothing, because you were created here for that purpose. And everything else comes afterwards, okay? Some people will create their purpose, and they will do their purpose, and then they will take a little vacation, either regroup, build a family, do some other stuff, you know, get more knowledge, and then they come back and continue their purpose. So anytime I get in a relationship with someone, I let them know ahead of time, Celestial Healing Wellness Center and me being Dr. Keela is numero uno. And what I think is wrong with some people today who have too much time on their hands and make their lives the lives of their spouses who are following their purpose, that's when things get a little complicated. And then let's say for instance, you know, my boyfriend wanted me to like take a break, and while I was in the process of really building this and really making everything powerful, and I stopped to, you know, create this family that he and I want, more he than I, at the time. Now, things might change in the future. Then if I would stop because he's pressuring me, because he's nagging me, and I have the children, and all of a sudden Celestial Healing Wellness Center, me being Dr. Keela, all of a sudden fades away, I will hold resentment, and there will be anger in the relationship because I strayed away from my purpose. And I let the purpose of me, the reason I'm here, get away. And I believe sometimes that when you get off the path of why you're here, I believe the Most High constantly gives you ideas. Hey, this is situations to get back on purpose, to get back on purpose, to get back on. And I think after 100 attempts to get you back on purpose, then your life ends in the physical, and you come back again to see if you get it right the second time. And I got it. I totally understand what my purpose is. And I've had situations that kept me on purpose. I wanted to move to Germany back in 2006. I mean, I was ready to go. I was in love. I was just so geared to go. Everything was working well for me as a naturopathic doctor over there. And I was just like, I'm going. And I had a lot of unfinished business here, but it didn't matter to me because I was like, I'll finish it whenever I finish it. If it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. And that is when I found out that my precious baby, my Fanny, my cat, my pet cat that everybody know about, she was diagnosed with kidney failure. And just, you know, veterinarians can have that doctor mentality where they all think they're God. And this woman, because the reason I mention this is because when I wanted to go over to Germany in 2006, I wanted to bring my cat with me. But I had to have clearance of her health from a veterinarian in order to get the proper papers to go over to Germany and bring her with me. Well, when I brought her in to get a checkup, they ran all these tests on her and found out that, hey, her, and you know what, and I kind of was seeing the signs because Fanny was drinking a whole lot of water. But I was thinking, oh, she's mocking her mommy. Mommy drinking a whole lot of water, so she wants to drink a whole lot of water. And so I started having water bowls all over the house, not realizing that something could be wrong. She's drinking all this water for a reason. And I didn't even make the two connections together until I took her to the vet. And this lady tells me, you know, well, cats don't live that long when they got kidney failure, so, you know, expect for her to die within 3 months. And here we go again, deja vu, okay? This is deja vu, but this time it involves my cat. Because here it is, another doctor who thinks they are God and sit up here and going to give my cat, just like the doctor back in 1991 gave me, a death sentence. And you think I was going to accept that? I didn't accept that for myself. You know I wasn't going to accept that for my cat. And I love my cat. And I told that lady, I said, what the hell are you? I'm sorry. I don't know if you think you are God, but who are you to give my cat an expiration date? Well, I'm just saying, I just want to prepare you that we can sustain her life by putting her on this and that and this and that. And you know what? And the vets are no different than the medical doctors. They're going to tell you that they can make my cat comfortable by providing her all this unnecessary crap that's going to cost me $500 a week. And I thought about all the people who really love their animals that will be willing to pay for unnecessary treatment like that. And what they was going to do, they was going to give my cat an IV to hydrate her. They was going to put some kind of thing on her kidney so that she can, they was going to do all kind of barbaric things to my cat. And I say, lady, you touch my cat, I'm going to go to jail. Because I said, we're going to have it out. I said, I will beat you down if you put your hands on my cat and think you're going to do all this unnecessary barbaric surgery and procedures on my cat. And I said, not only that, my cat is not going to die in 3 months. She's gonna pass away when it's time. And that's when I realized, right then and there, I couldn't go and move to Germany. The situations had occurred in my life that said, you got some unfinished business here in Atlanta, and you need to take care of it. And that's what I did. As a matter of fact, the supplement line happened. A lot of great things for Celestial Healing has occurred. As a matter of fact, Celestial Healing is probably 70% more effective and successful since 2006. And I'm really, really glad that I did not leave, because I have helped a lot of people with lupus, become lupus free. I can't tell you how many people who have been cured of cancer. And I had two HIV clients who are HIV free now. All right. So I have, and I got a whole long list of people that I have really helped since 2006 that require my in-person care. And I've learned a lot, and I've been taught a lot through caring for my clients. I've also learned a lot about myself. I mean, there was a lot of growth there, and I have learn to handle unfinished business. There was a lot of things going on with Celestial Healing, the building itself that was falling apart, and I started to slowly get that taken care of. So I had unfinished business. And what I did was I started taking care of my cat. And herbs help people just like they can help animals. And so I knew the proper herbs to help Fanny, you know, live long without any pain, without going through any barbaric things, and just to basically take care of her kidneys, you know, just take care of her, period. And I had a couple of scares in 2007, and then finally I just realized that I was controlling, that I had to look at, my cat was my spiritual guide. My cat was there for a reason. Really, not a reason. She was there for a season. Because what they say, people come into your life for a reason, a season, and a life or a lifetime. And she was there for a long season. And I saw my cat come into the world, and I saw her leave. So, you know, she was very significant in my life. And basically, I had talked to her and said, Fanny, when you go, that's when you're letting me know it's time to move on to my next purpose. Because I felt for Germany just like I felt for Atlanta. The first time I came to Atlanta, now I'm originally from, I was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and at the age of 12, or at age 11 or 12, I went to live with my father in Maryland, and I've been living in Maryland. And from Maryland, I left to come down to Georgia to go to school. And I attended and graduated from Fort Valley State. And I remember my freshman year, I had a female who was in my building, in my dormitory room. She's from Atlanta. And I asked if I could come with her to her on the weekends, because it was particularly a boring day weekend and nobody was going to be on campus. There was no parties, no nothing. So she invited me to come to Atlanta with her. And I remember, I'll never forget, I remember when I was riding on 7585 in their car, in her parents' car, and I was looking out of the window, and I looked at the beautiful building that was, you know, lit up, and I was so smitten. Immediately, the energy of Atlanta felt wonderful. I just felt like my spirit was telling me, this is where you belong. This is where you belong. And that entire day, I started meeting people of Atlanta. I thought they were country as all get out. There was Atlanta slang and Atlanta accents are something you have to get used to. And somebody like myself coming from the north, it was so hard to listen to people from natives from Atlanta talk without giggling. And but I adored them. And I loved the people. I loved the energy. I loved the diversity. And I remember saying to my friend's parents, I said, I'm going to live here. When I graduate from college, I'm going to live here. And everybody laughed. They laughed. They said, you're not going to want to live in no country Atlanta. I'm telling you, when you graduate, you're going to go right back up north, and you're not going to give Atlanta a second thought. But I didn't care what they said. My spirit said, this is your home, and you will live here. And what happened? When I graduated, I came here, and I lived here. And ladies and gentlemen, the same sensation happened to me again when I came to Germany for the first time. Now, let me tell you something. I had to be convinced to come to Germany. I didn't come to Germany on my own. Somebody had to basically bribe me to come to Germany. I had no interest. I was not even interested in meeting the people. I wasn't interested in learning the culture. I definitely didn't like the language. And I said, I don't want to come to Germany. And as soon as I got there, what happened? I felt the same feeling. It was meant for me to live there. And I knew, just like when it came, because I operate in threes a lot, and just like when I saw Atlanta for the first time, and 3 years later, I started to live there, the same thing happened, it's going to happen with Germany. And I kind of figured that my time with Atlanta was limited. This will still be my home base. I am not leaving Atlanta for good. And even though I'm going to live in another country, I must say that it is unknown if I stay there for the rest of my life. I have a feeling that's not the case. I have a feeling that I need to go to Germany to learn more advanced things when it comes to holistic medicine and herbal healing. I need to learn more advanced mental counseling, but I'm also needed there too. And I'm also need to heal, because my Fanny passed away last May. And a lot of people don't know that because it was a very traumatic situation that had happened. I'm not used to death. And I understand death. I totally understand death. I understand death is like a light bulb. If you destroy the light bulb, you do not kill the light or the energy that illuminated inside the light bulb. So I understand it. But it doesn't mean that it makes it feel better when something in the physical is gone. And when Fanny left, it devastated me. And to this day, I am not completely healed from that. And so, therefore, I need to go to Germany to heal. I need to also go to Germany to heal for other things, too, because I've had some friends, some very good friends of mine pass away as well. So 2009... in my opinion, not my business, 2009 for my business was very wonderful, and the Most High blessed me. But in my personal life, I was not happy, and I had a lot of tragedy, or shall I say challenges, with people making their transition from the physical to the spiritual in my life. And I have wonderful people in my life. A wonderful female friend named Jennifer. I love her. She reminds me of my mom. We don't talk every day, but when we do talk, it's as if we talked yesterday. And she's on a spiritual level that I am, and she was very instrumental in helping me cope with the death of Fanny. And so ever since then, I've been working on making that transition, and this is what I've been talking about every time I've been on the radio, like, hey, did you guys listen to the first show in January? Because I got some very important news, and this is the news. I am relocating to Germany. I still will be doing phone consultations. I will still be doing online classes as well as live online consultations for those who wish to have that type of sessions. But when it comes to doing in-person sessions, I have someone I will refer clients who are in Atlanta. I have someone that I will refer them to if they have to see them in emergency situations. And for my clients who insist on just dealing with me, I decided to come back every 2 months. So when I leave in March, I'll be back here again in May for 2 weeks. Then I leave again, and then I'm back here for 2 weeks in August. And then I will leave again, and this is what's undecided right now. I don't like cold weather. And I think it's so ironic that this has been the coldest winter we have ever had in Atlanta. And I need to meditate on that because I need to figure out, is this preparing me for 2010? Because this is what I was going to do. I was going to come back for 2 weeks to see my clients, see some in-person clients in May, and then do it again 2 weeks in August. And then I was going to come and spend the winter, all month of November, all month of December, January, and then half of February, and then go back to Germany, and then do it all over again every 2 months, come back, every 2 months, come back, every 2 months, come back for 2 weeks and stuff like that. So I'm not completely abandoning my clients here in Atlanta. It's just that when I'm here, they have 2 weeks to come and see me, okay? And I'm going to always be here, and I'm always going to be accessible by phone. So if someone wants to call me, thanks to the power of the internet, they can just dial 770-603-0141, and I have that wired through. I'll have that call forwarded to one of the computer phones in Germany, and I will pick up no matter where I am. So even if I'm in Germany, I'm in Spain, no matter where I am, as long as I have my laptop with me, or a desktop computer, which I intend on getting there eventually, but I'm have my laptops with me, I will still be able to receive calls as if I'm still in Atlanta. Okay, I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to do a couple of drops, and then I'm going to come back with more information. I may take calls because I still have some more stuff to say. We have like another hour to go, and I have some very important information in reference to another reason why I'm leaving, and it has to do with this health care bill. So let me just do some drops real quick, and I will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
I never get tired of that song. Anyway, this is Dr. Akilah, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio, episode 27, The Courage to Follow Your Purpose. And as most of you know, I've been talking about the power or the courage to follow my purpose. I followed my purpose several times. Now, don't get me wrong, I haven't always known what my purpose in life was. When I first started to work, my first job, actually, for those who don't know, when I graduated, I got into the police business, and I thought that my purpose in life was to be a soldier or a police officer or a bodyguard or someone who defends and protects others. And when I think about my childhood, I realize that I never really wanted to be anything like that, even though I've done it for 5 years, and it was a job that never worked for me. You can say nothing never clicked when it came to policing. My father was a police officer, and my father was also in the military. And I don't understand, I probably got to really dig into my past and find out when did it change for me. But I noticed that I became a police officer. I became a female member of the SWAT team. I became, you know, all these, a bodyguard, because these were the things that I wanted to do to subconsciously please my father. And also consciously please my father, but that was not my purpose. When I was a little girl, I loved playing doctor. And I loved, I used to love the nurse uniform, and I used to pretend to be a doctor and have extension cords around my neck, thinking, not choking, but, you know, pretending, you know, taking the tools that doctors normally wear. And like taking a big white shirt and pretending it's a lab coat and just really pretending to be a doctor. And I've always was that way when I was a little girl. And something changed. And the only latest memory I have of everything changing was when Ronald Reagan was shot. And I remember right then and there, for some reason, I don't know what happened, I have to meditate and probably even go through a little self-hypnosis to find out why I changed, but it was during that time I wanted to be a Secret Service agent. Please don't ask me where the hell that came from. I have no idea. But from then on out, I wanted to go into the military. It was the Marines. I wanted to join the Marines. I wanted to be a part of a Secret Service agency that was inside of the military, join the military intelligence. I mean, I was so gung-ho about it, and this was not the purpose for me. This was not why I was created, and it's not the reason why I'm on Earth, okay? Even when I got cured of cancer naturally while I was in college, I still pursued the criminal justice field. I still pursued the military field, and I was going to go to officer. I was in junior, I was not junior, yeah, I was in junior ROTC, but I was also in ROTC in college. And 2 weeks prior to going to OCS school, which was officer, you know, training school, I got hit by a car and my leg was ran over, and I was in the hospital. And I could not go because I was already cleared to go. I had my clearance papers and everything like that, and I couldn't go. So I had to postpone that to the next summer. And then that's when the next summer, Daddy Bush was in office, and he made extreme military cutbacks that for people who had extreme injuries were not allowed to go to officer training school. So that took care of that. So that was just a sign right there. This was not something I was supposed to do. So then I settled to go as a police officer. Nothing worked. It was like every police department, I had to deal with corruption. I had to deal with a lot of racism. I had to deal with a lot of sexism. It was just, I was never happy. There was never, I've been to several police departments, and I was never happy at any of them. And then it finally, something tragic with the police department had to occur. And I'll tell you guys, I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you when I realized I need to get the hell out of policing. I was the only one, I used to work the graveyard shift from 11 to 7. And I remember, you know, and it's true about the donuts, because I'm going to tell you why they say that police officers give and donuts go hand in hand. Well, donut, the Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts give us donuts for free, provided that we show up at in their lobby fully dressed in uniform and we sit there and eat donuts. So we eat the donuts, and that gives them protection for having police on the premises, and then they give us a box of donuts for free. I lie to you not, okay? So we get a lot of benefits for being police officers. Anyway, I was the only one on this shift that was in shape, and someone robbed a liquor store, and I was in the area. So I'm seeing him jump in his car and drive off. So there was a car chase, and he pulls over after about, I think after 7 miles of the car chase, he pulls over. He jumps out the car while it's still rolling a little bit, and he jumps in and runs into the woods. And I get out of my squad car, and I run after him. And I'm thinking that the guys on my shift were right behind me because it was three of us chasing this guy. And finally, I catch him in the woods. The helicopter is circling above us, so the person in the helicopter, the officer in the helicopter, was using infrared. And when I catch the guy and we begin to fight, I'm the only one in the woods with him. My partners got winded because they were out of shape, and they couldn't catch up to where we were, and they didn't know where we were. And here this guy goes for my gun, and we are wrestling over my gun. And we fall down some ditch, and both of us get knocked out in the process, falling down a deep ditch. And they find us, and they thought we were both dead. And they lifted me out, left him down there, found out that I was breathing, and they didn't know if I was injured or not. So they lifted me in the helicopter and took me to the hospital, and found out after looking in and examining me, they found out that I did not get injured, or I just had a concussion that knocked me out, and I was in and out. And I remember waking up flying on the side of the helicopter. It was that's something wild to wake up and see yourself in the air like that when you didn't even know how you got there in the first place, but that's another story. So the next day, they kept me in the hospital, and the next day was payday. So everybody was a little concerned for me because they was like, oh, she's in the hospital, you know, even though she's fine, and they still had to keep her for observation because of the concussion that knocked me out. And I remember laying there, rethinking the whole entire chase, thinking if this guy got my gun and shot me, you know, thinking about my funeral, thinking about how many people would have been upset, thinking about, you know, the officers who were carrying my coffin. I mean, you think about these situations when you are a police officer, and you think about how upset your family would be and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, my coworkers came in, and they came in with balloons and cards. And I remember specifically my friend Marcus, who was on my shift. He came in, he says, we got your check. So it's payday, so since you're going to be in the hospital for a few days, I decided to bring you a check. And I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you. And I remember opening that daggone check up and looking at them digits. And I said to myself, I risked my life for this? I practically got killed for this amount of money? Are you kidding me? And if I'm not mistaken, I think, don't quote me now, I think the 2 weeks' pay, after all the deductions and stuff, I believe it was $700, I think. I think it was $700 and something. And I looked at that check and I said, my life is not worth $700 and whatever every 2 weeks. And you know what happened? I resigned a week later. Had no intentions on what I was going to do. My spirit, right then and there, that's when I think I started listening to my spirit. And I started to realize that I needed to get out of policing. It was not my purpose in life. And then I went to massage school. And while I was working in massage school, I worked as a waitress, and everything started clicking. Everything, no matter what I did, when it came to preparing my credentials for being a naturopathic doctor, for mastering iridology, kinesiology, everything clicked. When I was a police officer, when I tried to get in the military, nothing clicked. Nothing went smoothly. I was always bumps in the road. There was always hardships. There was always challenges. And I mean extreme challenges that would put me in a position where I couldn't even overcome them. And it was just because that was not why I was supposed to be here. But when it came to being a naturopathic doctor, everything clicked. And when I started to follow my purpose, everything happened smoothly. There were minor things that would get me distracted, but once I stayed focused on getting my certification, on building up Celestial Healing Wellness Center, staying focused on my purpose, everything clicked. Everything happened, and then I got confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to do when I started to talk to God. The Most High, whatever you give the name to the Most High. When I started to talk to the Most High and say, Most High, listen, I just need some clarification. Give me a sign to let me know that I'm on the right track. I release the need to be correct. I release the need to be in control of your will. I just want to know if this is really why I'm here on earth. Give me a sign. And guess what happened? I got my first cancer client the next day. And I was so scared. I'll never forget her. Cynthia Johnson. Cynthia Johnson came to me with stage 4 breast cancer. The doctors had turned her away because she refused to get chemotherapy, and she refused to let them amputate her breast. And so they said, there's nothing we're going to do for you. You're going to die. And she came to me, and I remember just saying, just give me a donation, and I'll help you. I'll never forget Cynthia. And we bonded. We were like sisters. I was there for her. I really went over the top for her. And she is alive today. And that was the sign. And I was nervous. I was scared because here was somebody who had been given a death sentence, just like I did. I was given a death sentence. And they had her scared. She was very upset. She did not want to die. And she trusted me with her life, her health, to help her stay on this earth until she's ready to go, okay? Until the Most High in her says that she's ready to go. And that was such a powerful connection. My business wasn't even licensed yet. I wasn't even really officially a naturopathic doctor, and that was the sign. And ever since then, I've been doing it, and I've been following my path. And that was what I say, you have to have the courage. You have to have the courage to follow your purpose. I could have easily sent her to some other naturopathic doctor. I could have easily sent her to my naturopathic doctor at the time. You know, someone who has been in this business 15 years prior to me, you know, who can do this in his sleep at the time. But it was, she came with that. And so that's when I follow my purpose. And so when it comes to leaving Atlanta, I believe that there's going to be some major chaos that's coming to Americans now. Hold on a second. I got it was another hiccup again. So let me reset this here for you guys. When it comes to here and leaving, I believe that that something major is going to go down, and I've been seeing it happening ever since the television allowed the pharmaceutical distributors to advertise to the masses here in America pharmaceutical drugs that we're not even licensed to prescribe to ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Why are we shown pharmaceutical commercials which should be shown to medical doctors? And I noticed that they're setting people up to be slaves to the medical society, because if America controls the health of its citizens, then it controls their entire life, actually. If my existence is dependent upon machinery, if my existence is dependent upon pharmaceutical drugs, I am a slave to that which my life is dependent upon. And the medical society is setting everyone up, those who are willing to go that way, for them to be physically dependent upon their treatments and their therapies and everything like that. And this health care bill that everybody is waiting on, and there's a big hoopla about, you know, I have an issue with this. I really, really have an issue with this, because we should not be dependent upon the government to take care of our health. What's wrong with you people? Why are you dependent upon the government to take care of you as far as your health? You should be responsible for your health care, not the government. If you take care of yourself now, you don't have to worry about whether the insurance company is going to pay for this, or they're going to deny it because it's considered a pre-existing condition. How about we eliminate the pre-existing conditions? How about we get our inner body and our inner mind healthy to where we won't have to rely on the government and the medical institutions. The food here is terrible. You know, there's no such thing as organic overseas. Because you know why? The by default, the fruits and vegetables are grown in soil that are high in nutrients that is transferred to, it's grown the way it was, that's transferred to the produce. But it's, that's how it's supposed to be. The animals there are not shot up. Well, it depends on where you go, because England is just as bad as the America. So it just depends on what part of Europe. But when it comes, let's just talk about fish. Now, I'm a vegetarian when I'm here in America because I don't agree that we should eat fish that is from another country. Why am I eating fish that was transported from Honduras, okay? Way in Honduras. You know, what's wrong with the fish here? I would accept fish from Canada than I would from something that's clear across the other side of the world. I have a problem with that. And I also have a problem with all of these fish farms popping up all over the place. And the fish are not eating the algae. They're not eating the proper nutrients. And they scan everybody about mercury. Oh, watch out for mercury. Mercury, if you eat fish from the ocean, you're going to get all this mercury. Oh, boo-hoo. That is a bunch of crap, for one. And if they are not telling you about all the chemicals that are injected into the chicken, and all of the antibiotics, as well as the hormones that are injected into the cow, why are they going all crazy about some mercury? You know what? The mercury is nothing but a big hype, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. If they will approve for you and not really bash the slaughterhouses for producing these contaminating meats, these meats from diseased cows, then why are they making a big fuss over fish? I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to any type of flesh, and this is coming from a vegetarian, okay? When it comes to any type of flesh, the most nutritious one, the safe one, is by far fish, okay? High in essential fatty acids, high in protein, and it is the only flesh that will not constipate you. It is also the only flesh that doesn't stay in the digestive system long. So guess who's going to be eating fish when she's overseas? Because I don't have to worry about the abomination of created hybrids when it comes to animals that are being served on my plate over there like I do over here. And you have to have a certain financial status in order to not only be healthy but to eat healthy foods. Unfortunately, the people in a certain poverty, or if they're poor, if they're a certain type of financial level, they cannot afford organic foods here. They cannot afford proper meats that are disease-free, or grass-fed meat, beef, or they can eat chickens that are freely roaming the ground that's being fed vegetables, or a vegetarian-fed hen that's also fed proper grains, too, okay? So, unfortunately, it is not in the government as well as the financial institutions' best interest to have you healthy. Do you not understand this? And I kind of laugh when people ask us, do we accept insurance? Why would insurance accept a business or pay for a business that's making you healthy when you don't need insurance? You know what I'm saying? If you all are paying $200, $300, or $400 a month, you know what? You could take that money and put it to the side and save it for when, one, you go to a naturopathic doctor when you get sick. Therefore, you got the money already saved up. Because you can, if you paid, let's say, for instance, hypothetically, you paid $200 a month for health insurance. And now I said this is a risky thing because this could be health insurance where you may, if something happened, like you got diabetes or you got high blood pressure, and something happens where you need your medical company to pay for it, they could deny you. There's a risk of being denied if they think that it's a pre-existing condition. But let's say, for instance, you have, for 3 months, you have put the money you have put aside that you would have paid for that health care, for the health insurance, you put it into a savings account. And all of a sudden, you are diagnosed with high blood pressure. Okay? So you got $600 saved up in your account for medical issues. Well, what you do is what? You go to a naturopathic doctor and to see them in person, or you could do a phone consultation. So we're talking about phone consultations could be as low as $65, so that's how much mine is. And, or if you see them in person, seeing naturopathic doctors in person can range anywhere from $85 to $125. And then when it comes to the herbs, we got the herbs that are probably cost you, depending on the situation, could cost anywhere from $10 to the worst-case scenario, $50. And I said that's a worst-case scenario, okay? And then you learn what foods you're doing to cause this illness. You're learning what foods to eat that will help cure the illness. You're learning what mental state that you are currently in that's contributing to this situation, to your condition. And all of your bodies, your mental, your spiritual, and your physical body are dealt with, which is never dealt with in the medical society. You're taught to be your own doctor. You're taught to listen to what your body is saying to you, and therefore you naturally cure yourself. And you are not dependent upon medicine or pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life. The wonderful thing about herbs, and I hate when people say medicine. You know, I had to correct some of my clients. My clients are like, I was taking this. No. It's not medicine. It's herbs. The wonderful thing about herbs is when you take it and it does its job, you stop taking it. That's never the case with pharmaceutical drugs. When a doctor prescribes you a pharmaceutical drug, you take it and you're not taking off of it. You could talk to people who've been on high blood pressure medications for the last 15 to 20 years. Now, they may not have been on the same pharmaceutical drugs for the last 15 to 20 years, but they have been on pharmaceutical drugs that are related to high blood pressure for the last 15 to 20 years. I'm sorry, who wants to live life like that? I want everybody to think about the quality of life. What's the point of being 110 years old when you don't know who you are, you can barely control your bowels as well as your bladder, you can't walk without being in pain? Who cares if you're 110? You can't even live the life of quality, being pain-free, being aware of who you are. Who wants to live like that? Not I. But now they're making it so convenient to be a victim. They're making it so convenient to be sick. They're making it so convenient to be weak. And they're rewarding you. I hate those the scooter chairs. I hate those commercials. I hate them. And I know hate is a bad word, but I don't like them. I don't like how this society is setting you up to be old at the age of 40. They want to consider you old, feeble, and weak at the age of 40. And we are just like the cows following the next person to the slaughterhouse without questioning where we're going. I want you all to take responsibility for your health and for your actions and learn how to stand up for being healthy. Being healthy is something you're going to have to fight for eventually. And I believe that there's going to be a war coming, not the war that you all think, like the terrorists or whatever. I think there's going to be a war with alternative medicine and those of us who live a holistic lifestyle against the medical society. And perhaps this is also another reason why I have to go to empower myself with certain type of knowledge, maybe even certain type of connections to help in this fight. Because even though we are not making a huge impact, I think the fact that the H1N1 vaccine did not do financially well as predicted shows that there is a threat to the pharmaceutical companies who make billions of dollars and who can make life difficult for those who are opposed to it. I just got a funny feeling things are going to go down, and I'm not ready, and I'm hoping that this health care reform bill does not get passed. I know some of you are like, oh, it's Obama. You know, he's looking out for us. Nope. I don't care if it's Obama. I think we are being set up, and this goes for all races, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I don't care where you, who you are, where you're from. It's about green. It ain't about black people against white people. It ain't about the Asians against the Hispanics. It's about green. It's about those who have against those who have not. And it's going to get to the point where you have to fight for your right. It's there now, actually, where you have to fight for your right to be healthy and to take control of your own health. And it's not easy when you don't have the money and you have only $5 in your pocket, and therefore a healthy salad costs $7 and it's full of iceberg lettuce, but that's another story. A healthy, so-called healthy salad is $7, but you can get yourself a two-piece chicken with corn and a biscuit for $2.99. Oh, and with soda, okay? So you see how it is? It's like it's about the dollar, and they made cheap food. And let me tell you something. It doesn't cost a lot of money to have organic food. It's not. It doesn't cost a lot of money to produce healthy food. So why is it that healthy food costs the most? It's a setup. 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 Please. So anyway, I'm going to get off my tangent here. I'm going to get off my soapbox here. I need to get back on my departure, my leaving temporarily from the world, from not the world, from leaving Atlanta. I want to mention that the supplement line will be temporarily on hold. So this is something that's probably got me a little sad, because our hair supplement, our repair, the hair repair supplement is really, really taking off. A lot of people are getting excellent, excellent results from it. And I'm taking it off the market. I'm taking it off the site on March, oh my goodness, what day? Hold on a second, I'm going to tell you what day I'm going to take it off. Now, it's not going to be for good, okay, so don't get discouraged. Don't think it's going to be for good. It's only temporary. Okay, yeah, on March the 19th, it'll be the last day for anyone to order any Celestial Healing Wellness supplement. So our detox, our colon cleanser, the wonderful, the vitamin D is going to stop next month because that's only seasonal. And by the way, for those of you who've been taking it, and if those of you who have been doing the plan I told you about to keep yourself healthy, it is January. You all didn't get the flu, did you? Don't worry, you're still not going to get it. I tell you, all you got to do is listen to me. I can save you a lot of headaches, and definitely can save you a lot of worry and distress from the powers that be of the medical field. But our warm wellness, our blood cleanser, Dr. Keelan's detox, and our health growth and repair supplement will be taken off the market after, or taken off the site on March the 19th. So March the 19th will be, from now until March the 19th, will be the last time to order it. It'll be relaunched in the summer, okay? And I have to take it off the market because, you know, one thing, the people who have ordered from Celestial Healing, from my company, notice that we have wonderful customer service thanks to Bruce and thanks to Michelle. But Bruce really deals with a lot of the products, okay? And we, if you order anything before 3 o'clock, it's shipped out the same day. Anything, all orders after above $50 is free shipping. So, and also, if something is delayed in the mail, we get on it right away and find out, you know, what's going on with the tracking numbers, and you get a tracking number to keep track of your postal service, the postal's coming to. So, overseas, I have to deal with a lot of paperwork for sending things overseas, and sometimes it gets held in customs, and I have to make phone calls and make some things move and shake for them to release it out of customs overseas. So, you know, the situation here is that because I take the supplements seriously, and when you pay for them and we ship them out, I make sure, me and Bruce, but mainly me, make sure you're going to get it. And since I'm not going to be here, I have to find someone to assist Bruce in making sure that that supplement line is still efficient without my presence. And I'm very proud in our 100% satisfactory, you know, with everyone who has ordered from us. Everyone has been really happy with the shipping and the receiving. Some people get it sooner than they thought they were going to get it with the product, as well as the quality of the product. So I'm very proud of that, and I want to keep that up. So I don't want to leave here going to Germany, and all of a sudden the quality and the customer service goes down a little bit. Right now, we're at 100%. I don't want it to fall to 95. I know some people are like, well, 95 is not bad. Yeah, but it's not 100. So at the moment, I'm going to suspend it. So, and then I'm going to relaunch it again this summer because the hair growth and repair supplement is very good. It's one of our best selling products. And everybody's noticing that it's really, really working. And I want to make sure that that does not stay off the market long. So, but for those of you who are getting it, and I notice when you get it, you don't really have to keep it up. I know some people, once they see the hair growing in, or once they notice that the hair growth is coming, they're like going, you know, after two bottles, I stop, you know. And it still works afterwards. It's not one of those products you got to keep getting and keep getting and keep getting and keep getting. And none of our products are. You know, you get it, it works, you stop. Boom, that's it. It's going to keep working. It's going to keep doing its thing, all right? And I like that. So that's going to stop. And then, of course, the 20th is the last day that I see clients, but I'll still be accepting phone consultations. And we're still going to have the Celestial Healing Wellness Center still will be open because we have massage therapists here. We have Reiki counselor. We have counselors and we have Reiki masters here. And Susan is still doing the colonics, though we have to talk about the colonics because I'm not pro-colonic. Even though we have a registered nurse here, even though we have a registered nurse at the Wellness Center who does the colonics, doesn't mean I am pro-colonic. I just want y'all to know that right now. And she knows how I feel about that. So the colonics is just up in the air whether I'm going to allow that to continue at that center, at the center while I'm away. So don't bet on or don't bank on the fact that the colonics will still be available when I'm gone. Because if I do decide to discontinue that service at the center, it's not coming back. And there's no ill will between Susan and I. She understands how I feel about colonics, and she totally knows where I stand. But the massage therapist at the Wellness Center and our one counselor and our Reiki master will still be there. I don't know if any of them will do classes. They are welcome to do classes there at the Wellness Center. It's up to them. But that the center will still be open. I just will not be there until it's time for the 2 weeks to be up. Excuse me, until the 2 weeks for me to come and see my in-person clients. So that was the big news. I feel so light now that I expressed all that. That was the big news that I wanted to share with you all. That was what I wanted to let you all know. The biggest thing was that I am following my purpose. And to this day, I don't know everything that awaits for me in Germany, but I do know that my healing will be there. I apologize for not letting a lot of people know about the death of Fanny. It was just so painful, and I couldn't talk about it without breaking down into tears. And I'm really surprised that I haven't broken down talking about it now. But I loved my cat. She was, you know, actually, you know what? For those of you who are Reiki masters or attuned in Reiki, do you know she's a Reiki 3? I attuned my cat to be a Reiki 3 level. And I used to love how she, whenever I would have minor cramps, I used to have to suffer from Charlie horses a lot too, but I understood why I was suffering from them. But I used to like how she used to lay on odd areas of my body, and I would think that I was like, why is she laying on my knee, or why is she laying on my pelvic bone or my hip like that? And she was sending those healing vibrations. Animals are very powerful, and I think for those who love animals the way I love animals, I love all animals. I grew up with dogs, but as I became my own woman, I love cats. And I've had cats all my, you know, all my adult life. And but after Fanny, I don't think I'm going to get another one. When animals that like that pass away, it's just something I'm not used to handling. However, I'm only talking from hurt. I'm not talking from healing. So once I'm healed, probably I'll change my mind and get another pet. But I don't know. As of right now, the answer is no. And I'm only speaking from hurt when I say no. But Yeah, those of you who are very close to me, especially here in Atlanta, who always knew about my cat, I loved my cat. That was my heart. And those of you who had pets pass away can relate to the pain that I had. But I'm very proud to keep her alive for another 3 years without any problems. Herbs work on animals just like they work on humans. And her kidneys was failing, no problem. I know what herbs to take care of that. I know what herbs to use to take care of that. But I was getting signs that she was ready to go and that it was time for me to move on and that she served her purpose. I've done a lot because of her existence in my life, and I celebrate her purpose here for me, as well as the time we had together. So I really appreciate that. And now it's time for a new chapter in my life. I ask everyone listening to think positive thoughts, and definitely, but most of all, think healing thoughts. because I sound upbeat. I am upbeat. I'm very happy, but I do have a lot of pain in the hurt department when it comes to the friends that I lost, or shall I say the friends that made their transition for my animal and for the things here. I had a feeling that it was time for me to go somewhere else in 2006, prior to coming to Germany, because you know what I was going to do? I was going to go to Florida. But I realized Florida wasn't the answer because nothing was working for me to come to Florida. But when it comes to Germany, everything is clicking, just like it was clicking when it was time for me to become a naturopathic doctor and to build celestial healing. So who knows, when I come back in May, I may have some news about marriage. I may have some news about pregnancy. I may have some news about a whole new life. I don't know. It's like having a gift waiting for you, and you have no idea what's inside. The anticipation is something that I'm very excited about. I'm very happy to go over there. And I'm very excited on what awaits for me and the new things that are the new way of life. I have to learn a whole different culture. So I'm really happy, and I ask you all to put me in your prayers, keep me in positive thoughts, and when I go over there and when I fly over there. And don't worry, like I said, I'm going to always come back. My intentions are to never just go over there and stay and not come back. As long as you go to healingpowerhour.com, you will see my schedule. Either it's going to be under the news section, or it's going to be under information or under services or on the homepage. The dates that I will be coming back and the dates when I'll be away. So I'm an American, and America is my primary home. But who knows? After Germany, I may be needed in Asia or China, you know, which is in Asia, but I may be needed in other parts of the world. And my purpose could be to serve humanity globally, you know, who knows? But it's such an exciting thing to follow your purpose and let the Most High guide you in the process. So I'm very, very happy. I'm not going to say I'm going to miss my clients, because I'm not going anywhere where I'm not going to see them at all. They're going to see me. But I have a couple of clients that I'm dealing with right now, and we have really bonded because I'm teaching them more stuff now. And the fibroid lecture will be finished in a week. I know I said that I was going to finish that fibroid lecture online series. I said I was going to finish it in December. Trust me, I had all intentions on finishing it, but some new information came through, some new methods from the medical society. They always created some new stuff, and it delayed. My release of the fibroid situation, the fibroid package. But I will have it out next week. I'm going to devote the time to finishing up. So for those women who know women with fibroids, or for those of you who've been waiting for this seminar, it's going to be a downloadable. This is what it's going to be. If you want the CD, you can get the CD. But if you don't want the CD, you can download it from the site as well as the booklet. But if you want it mailed to you, that's an option too. And so I'm going to have all that uploaded probably within 7 to 10 days, and have that for you all, for those who've been waiting on patiently. We say patiently, you all been waiting on that for the last year for me to produce this information. And let me tell you something, it's some powerful stuff. I am throwing a lot of pearls in this audio workbook. I really am. And so it's up to you to cash in on those pearls that I'm giving you all. So I'm preparing you to be your own doctor, especially in that audio workbook. It's very powerful. I'm very proud of that work. And some more stuff will start to come forward as well. Okay, this is Dr. Akila. I am going to go ahead and sign off with some music here. I want to thank you all. Sorry I didn't take any phone calls, but as you can see, it was one of those shows. And we had some minor technical difficulties, but guess what? I still preserved on. I still went on, and the show went on, didn't it? So listen, if you have some questions that you'd like to ask me, you can do so by going to healingpowerhour.com, and you can submit an email to me, because my email address is on the website, or you can call me at the office when I'm there. Even though I don't work on Sundays and Mondays, on Mondays I am at the office, and I will take phone calls. I answer the phone. That's the time I catch up on all the clerical and paperwork that I'm behind on. So Mondays is when I catch up on paperwork, but I also answer the phone in the process. I also take phone consultations as well, but I don't see anybody in person on Mondays. So you can call me at the clinic or at the wellness center at 770-603-0141. That's 770-603-0141. And also, for those of you who would like more information on our herbal products as well as our services, you can go to the same website as well. I will be back with episode 28. I don't know if it's going to be a show. I need to do a show on not getting dialysis, but I'm going to have to hold back on that. And so I don't know if episode 28 is going to be a Q&A. Or it's going to be another show. I have no idea. I just go into the spirit. I just go with what the spirit tells me to go, and I just follow accordingly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough from me. I'm going to like some 7 minutes, so I get to play two songs for you. And I'll be back next time. So, like I greeted you, I'm going to leave you with the blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and most of all, prosperity. We're going to start the song off with joy, sunshine, and the rain here on Healing Power Hour Radio.
Sunshine and rain.
Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141. This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.